when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
I suffer from moral convictions, social restrictions, let's thumb our noses at cold wars and atomic predictions. They're merely a waste of time. Let's make a romantic decision, follow a vision. Now is our moment to see clearly and realize that really we are on the brink of it. Come to think of it, you and I could have an upright, downright, watertight, dynamite love affair. We could either play it upbeat, downbeat, unbeat, off the beat, fair or square. Hey for those flip calypsos, ho for that rhythmic din. Hey ho for those dopes and dipsos, rum punch, coconuts, Gordon's gin. Think if we tried out some little hideout on some tropical isle. Naked and warm from dawn till moonrise, Somerset Maugham-wise, Blue Lagoon-wise. Every time we saw an evening star show, we could wonder if the same Jack Parr show still was on the air. While we carry on with our unbeat, offbeat, beatnik love affair. You and I could have an inboard, outboard, overboard, bed and board love affair. All we need's a little on-key, off-key, king-sized, organized time to spare. There by the Caribbean, we'll cross the Rubicon. We'll have by the deep blue sea an all-out roustabout carry-on. We'll get a mantan, gargantuan tan on those shimmering sands. Far from that crowd of small-town naggers, we'll read aloud the carpetbaggers. Every time we hear a seagull whistle, we'll forget our last misguided missile, just Miss Gracie Square. While we carry on with our upright, downright, watertight, dynamite, inboard, outboard, bedboard, overboard, onbeat, offbeat, beatnik love affair.
Hey man, that Noel Coward is one cool cat. Listen to those bongos playing away. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating today, actually only a few blocks from Washington Square, where the Greenwich Village epicenter of culture and counterculture emanated. In other words, today's episode, everyone is a very laid-back, the Beat Generation. Well, the Beat Generation, what does that have to do with Broadway? We'll have to figure that out, won't we? So Greenwich Village, of course, was, as I said, the epicenter of counterculture, I don't know, from 1910s all the way up to today. But there was this real sweet spot that captured the American psyche from the mid-50s to the early 1970s. And today's episode is called The Beat Generation, and we're going to listen to Broadway musicals or musical theater in general that had to do with trying to capture that sound, in some cases respectfully and in some cases a little mockingly. But I was amazed at how that all sort of comes together. Well, if you're talking musical theater and you're talking Greenwich Village and you're talking an introduction to the bohemians and the artists and the espresso drinkers and the bongo players down there, of course, we have to begin a little earlier with only one opening number possible. And that, of course, is Christopher Street from Wonderful Town, which was written in 1953, I think, but set in the mid-1930s. Still letting us know that Greenwich Village is the hippest place to be, courtesy of Comden and Green. And who else? Who else was hipper in the 20th century than composer Leonard Bernstein?
Thank you. nor left Washington Square, right in the heart of Greenwich Village.
My, what trees, smell that air, painters and pigeons in Washington Square.
On your right, Waverly Place, bit of Paris in Greenwich Village.
My, what charm, my, what grace, poets and peasants on Waverly Place.
Ever since 1870, Greenwich Village has been the bohemian cradle of painters, writers, actors, etc., who've gone on to fame and fortune. Today in 1935, who knows what future greats live in these twisting alleys. Come along! Here you see Christopher Street, typical spot in Greenwich Village.
Ain't it quaint, ain't it sweet, interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people live on Christopher Street.
Well, by the time Wonderful Town was playing on Broadway, Christopher Street had evolved, as had Greenwich Village, into a haven for a new set of bohemians. And these were the beat poets, beat generation known for, I don't know, it's a strange etymology, but it was sort of felt that they felt the beaten down, not like the hip, you know, sonic beat, but they were under the radar, I guess we would say now. And of course, writers like Jack Kerouac and poets like Allen Ginsberg and painters like Jackson Pollock all lived and made this brand new urban myth out of the Greenwich Village area. And so it was only a matter of time before somebody got a hold of that vibe and turned it into a commercial show. Things like the Sid Caesar Show or whatever were always making progress. Hornsby was already making fun of beatniks and stuff mainstream. But here's a wonderful show. I'll talk a little more about it. It just knocks me out. It's called The Nervous Set. It's written in 58 and came to New York in 59 from a small theater in St. Louis. It was written by a composer named Tommy Wolfe and a fantastic lyricist, female lyricist named Fran Landesman. And it's all about life in Greenwich Village. And it was so hip that the poster for the Broadway transfer was drawn by Jules Pfeiffer. How about that? Here is the opening number, and it's a short little review with a jazz combo that humorously, but not mockingly, takes the pulse of the beat generation.
Nothing's cool in front. Everything is square.
Here comes Brad. Welcome to the scene. What's shaking, Dad? With your magazine.
I just came out to dig the sun and get a little tan. I really tied one on last night, so please don't bug me, man.
Man, we're beat, drowning in our funk. We're so drunk, soon we'll be on junk.
Here comes Dan. How's the world a rhyme? You hang out with the man, so turn us on sometime.
He's got a suitcase full of pot that really makes you wig. I hope the fuzz don't bust the cat till I get straight, you dig?
Got no bread. Love to try this stuff. Man, we're beat. Things are awful tough.
What do we do? What do we do?
Feed the monkeys in the zoo.
The zoo? Man, you know we can't go above 14th Street.
What do we do? Where do we go?
See the new Kandinsky show.
Paintings? No one looks at paintings anymore.
What do we do? What do we do?
Read the Partisan Review!
Partisan Review? That's crypto-neo-reactionary. I'm bored with the new criticism.
Let's just sit.
That's the bit.
Dig the chick.
I feel sick.
Man, we're beat.
Too hung up to care.
Nothing's cool in front.
Everything is square.
We repeat. Man, we're like beat.
Night people, you and I are night people. We like the restless neon light people, the bright people, because we're night people. That's what we are, we're night people. We never cultivate the right people, the trite people, who are not night people. In smoky bars where tinsel stars are still in style, the music swings, the night has wings and wears a smile. Night people, my love and I are night people. The darkness hide us from your sight. People, we always run before the sun can spoil our fun. Because we're night people.
My love and I are night people. We like the restless neon light. People, the bright people. And you're just day people. You sober little play people. You never find the time to play people. You gray people. Because you're day people. You'll never know our nights that glow while you're asleep. When we arise with starry
night people,
night people,
night people.
us from your sight. People, we always run before the sun can spoil our fun. Because we're night people, night people, night people.
Now that is as great a song about New York and New Yorkers and their nocturnal perambulations, I think, as has ever been written. That is from The Nervous Set. This was a show that could have been the great counterculture show. It was 1959. It closed, I don't know, 3 weeks. Thankfully, Goddard Lieberson at CBS decided to record it. He saw something very special in it, and his great, sagacious intuitiveness saved this fascinating score, encore, somebody should do it, from oblivion. Now, occasionally, even after almost 9 years at Broadway to Main Street, we have some firsts. Here is the first time Ricky Lee Jones has been played on this show. She covered a song from The Nervous Set called The Ballad of the Sad Young Men, which kind of went out the side alley and became a sort of current song in the 60s. It still gets sung in cabarets. It is as beautiful a kind of one-off song, sort of off-Broadway review-toned piece as I think has ever been written for an American musical theater piece.
Sing a song of sad young men, glasses full. All the news is bad again, so kiss your dreams goodbye. All the sad young men sitting in the bars, knowing neon nights, missing all the stars. All the sad young men drifting through the town, drinking up the night, trying not to drown. All the sad young men singing in the cold, trying to forget that they're growing old. All the sad young men choking on their youth, trying to running from the truth. Autumn turns the leaves to gold, slowly dies the heart. Sad young men are growing old, that's the all the sad young men seek a certain smile, someone they can hold for a little while. Tired little girl does the best she can, trying to be gay for her sad young man. While the grimy moon watches from above, all the sad young men play misbegotten blue, shy for sad young men. Let your gentle light guide them home tonight. All the sad young.
Great song that survived the brief eclipse of the nervous set. Well, if you were going to be a hip young man in the 1950s, certainly by now we're getting to 1960, and you were in the arts, you couldn't be much hipper than Leonard Bernstein, or Dave Brubeck, for that matter. So it was only a matter of time before Dave Brubeck took on the maestro himself. This is from an album called Bernstein Plays Brubeck Plays Bernstein.
One type of song that has come into increasing prominence in recent months is the folk song of protest. You have to admire people who sing these songs. It takes a certain amount of courage to get up in a coffee house or a college auditorium and come out in favor of the things that everybody else in the audience is against, like peace and justice and brotherhood and so on. But the nicest thing about a protest song is that it makes you feel so good. I have a song here which I realize should be accompanied on a folk instrument, in which category the piano does not, alas, qualify. So imagine, if you will, that I am playing an 88-string guitar. We are the folk song army. Every one of us cares. We all hate poverty, war, and injustice, unlike the rest of you squares. There are innocuous folk songs, yeah, but we regard them with scorn. The folks who sing them have no social conscience. Why, they don't even care if Jimmy cracked corn. If you feel dissatisfaction, strum your frustrations away. Some people may prefer action, but give me a folk song any old day. The tune don't have to be clever, and it don't matter if you put a couple extra syllables into a line. It sounds more ethnic if it ain't good English, and it don't even gotta rhyme. Excuse me, rhyme. Remember the war against Franco? That's the kind where each of us belongs. Though he may have won all the battles, we had all the good songs. So join in the folk song army. Guitars are the weapons we bring to the fight against poverty, war, and injustice. Ready, aim, sing.
That should make you feel like you're sitting in your own coffee house drinking your espresso macchiato somewhere on Bleecker Street. That, of course, was Tom Lehrer, the great voice of the 1960s skepticism, taking on the folk song army. And what a folk song army there was in Greenwich Village during that period, on McDougal Street and various cafes. Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, Peter, Paul and Mary, the Weavers, you name it, going out there, guitar and hand, and harmonica on those little weird harmonica things that people have, ready to change the world. Well, they didn't change the world that much, at least in terms of American music, because they respected their roots. So here are a couple of generals of the folk song army. First, Peter, Paul, and Mary to tackle a Broadway song that debuted in the show New Americana in 1931.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. I made it run against time. Once I built a railroad, and now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower way up to the sun, of bricks and mortar and lime. Once I built a tower, and now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. A half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember, you called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I was your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run. I made it run against time. Once I built a railroad, and now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine, happy together, unhappy together, and won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny,
that, of course, was from the album Bob Dylan Sings the Hits from St. Louis Woman. No, I'm joking. That was from St. Louis Woman, Arlen and Mercer score, and Bob Dylan, that great general of the folk song army, recorded it himself. Well, you might be mistaken. You might be forgiven if you thought you were listening to Woody's Children, a great song I used to listen, show I used to listen to on QXR in the 70s and 80s. These are the folk songs of Woody's Children. But no, it's all Broadway. Broadway, musical theater intersecting with the Beat Generation. This is Larry Maslon, your host of Broadway to Main Street. That's the show, folks. And we're going to turn a corner a little bit into the 1960s when the Beat Generation of beatniks and hepcats becomes hippies and yippies and protesters down in Greenwich Village. And of course, these kinds of figures get mocked incessantly in the mainstream media. And if you want somebody to mock someone, who are you going to call? You're going to call Mel Brooks. This, of course, is from the film The Producers, 1967, with the unforgettable Dick Shawn as Lorenzo C. Dubois, otherwise known as LSD Man.
Love power, I'm talking about love power, the power of the sweet flower is gonna rule the earth, and there'll be a great rebirth. Love is the flower that is mine, when I'm walking with my darling and we're holding hands. And life is fine, 'cause she understands. Walking down the sunny street, giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his club and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage chest. And I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flush it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her. And it runs into the river that we drink. Anywhere you stink. Man, it's later than you think. Boom, boom. Burr, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. Talking about love power, the power of little flowers. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. That's our Hitler!
And of course it was, from the film The Producers. We're looking at the Beat Generation today, and we're talking a little bit about life in Greenwich Village. Well, if you were in Greenwich Village in 68, 69 on, you would have stumbled to the Village Gate on Bleecker Street and seen a show that was revolutionary called Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. And this was a four-person review based on this great French material that most Americans didn't know. They certainly didn't know it in English. And it was a lodestar of the off-Broadway movement. So here is a beautiful song, of course, written by Jacques Brel and sung by Mort Schumann from the original cast.
In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sings of the dreams that he brings from the wide open sea. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sleeps while the riverbank weeps to the old willow tree. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who dies, full of beer, full of cries, in a drunken town fight. And in the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who's born on a muggy, hot morn by the dawn's early light. In the port of Amsterdam, where the sailors all meet, there's a sailor who eats only fish heads and tails. He will show you his teeth that have rotted too soon, that can swallow the moon, that can haul up the sails. And he yells to the cook, who with his arms open wide, bring me more fish, put it down by my side. Then he wants so to belch, but he's too full to try, so he gets up and laughs, and he zips up his fly. In the port of Amsterdam, you can see sailors dance, paunches bursting their pants, grinding women to paunch. They've forgotten the tune that their whiskey voice croaks, splitting the night with the roar of their jokes. And they turn and they dance and they laugh and they luster, till the rancid sound of the accordion bursts. Then out to the night with their pride in their pants, with a slant that they tow underneath the street lamps. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who drinks, and he drinks, and he drinks, and he drinks once again. He drinks to the health of the whores of Amsterdam, who have promised their love to 1,000 other men. They've pardoned their bodies and their virtue long gone for a few dirty coins. When he can't go on, he plants his nose in the sky, wipes it up above, and he pisses like I cry for an unfaithful love. In the port of Amsterdam, in the port of Amsterdam.
Big off-Broadway hit. Well, also out in the zeitgeist were people taking pot shots, as it were, at the hippie generation, and who else would be among them? The next sort of iteration of the Tom Lear circle, of course, Alan Sherman, who tackled all those people who found a way to avoid the war in Vietnam.
First you tell your draft board you're hooked on dope. You don't need the army cause you've seen Bob Hope. Walk around the floor kinda nice and loose. Tell them your fiancé's name is Bruce. When they ask about your schooling, Then you say that you studied under Cassius Clay, then put some lipstick on when you're photographed, and that's what I call dodging the draft. Then you show the captain a note from Mom. Stand there while he reads it and suck your thumb. When he takes your family history, state with pride, Benedict Arnold was on my father's side. He'll hand you an IQ test, just look at it with gloom, then fold it like an airplane and sail it across the room. If they believe you don't know, you're four from your aft. That's what I call shirking your military responsibility. Clump around the floor like your feet are flat. When they ask about your hearing, just say, how's that? If the sergeant wants a cigarette, treat him right. Set fire to your draft card and offer him a light. When you see the eye chart, don't worry at all. Say, I'll be glad to read it. Just point me at the wall. And if the draft board acts in the usual way, you'll be what I call 1A.
Well, of course, Alan Sherman sends us to, inevitably, to the first great musical about draft dodgers, maybe the only one, Hair, which opened in 1967 at the Public Theater at Astor Place, a mere stone's throw from where we're broadcasting today, and it went on to revolutionize not only the American musical, but the pop charts of the late 1960s. Here are two songs that are a little bit more in our beat generation, people who are counterculture, on the outliers of society kind of world. Fantastic number. Which, I remember people singing this in summer camp. I didn't understand it when I was 13, but it's a great song. Shelley Plimpton from the original Off-Broadway. This is the cast that opened at the Public. Frank Mills from Hair.
Follow the gulls. Where is the something? Where is the someone that tells me why I live and die? Where do I go? Follow the children. Where do I go? Follow their smiles. Is there an answer in their sweet faces that tells me why I live and die? Follow the wind song, follow the thunder, follow the neon in young lovers' eyes, down to the gutter, up to the glitter, into the city where the truth lies. Where do I go? Follow my heartbeat. Where do I go? Follow my hand. Where will they lead me? And will I ever discover why I live and die?
Where do I go? Follow the children. Where do I go? Follow their smiles. Is there an answer in their sweet faces that tells me why I live and die? Follow the wind song, follow the thunder, follow the neon in young lovers' eyes. Down to the clutter, up to the glitter,
follow my heartbeat. Where do I go? Follow my hand. Where will they lead me? And will I ever discover why I live and die? I live and die. I live and die. I live and die.
From the original Broadway cast of Hair, a huge selling record, probably the last great cast album until Hamilton comes along to hit the pop charts. And Hair was so successful it ran into the 1970s. And of course, the Beat Generation, the hippie world, whatever, the counterculture world didn't end on December 31st, 1969. It went into the 1970s. And a musical came along that had its roots in the studio as a concept album. That was about a guy who loved peace and love and spread his gospel, and his friends who went along with him to speak out against mendacity and hypocrisy. And that, of course, was Jesus Christ Superstar. Very much a product of that period. So this is from not the concept album, which is one of the biggest sellers of all time, but the 1972 Broadway cast, very unappreciated in my opinion. But here is Yvonne Elliman and Ben Vereen telling us that, hey man, everything's going to be all right.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you all. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Alright, yes, alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, wherefore your heart for him. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet. Close your eyes and relax. Think of nothing tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes. Warm on your fine ointment, brand new and expensive. It should have been saved for the poor. Hey, tell me, why has it been wasted when
we could have raised maybe 300 silver pieces or more. People who are hungry, there's people who are starving, they matter more than your feet and hands.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by. So forget all about us tonight.
Surely you're not saying we have the resources to save the poor from their lives. There will be poor always pathetically struggling. Look at the good things you've got. Think while you still have me, move while you still see me. You'll be lost, you'll be so, oh, sorry when I'm gone.
It's cool and the ointment's sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes and relax. Think of nothing tonight. Close your eyes.
Well, the early 70s ushered in a whole another set of musical idioms, and the epicenter of the counterculture moved elsewhere, California. Eventually people become preppies. But for a brief period of time, about a decade and a half, the area around Greenwich Village here, which we're recording from, gave this great vibe and inspired a lot of artists, both as performers and writers, to investigate that kind of flip side of life, which is so important as a corrective to mainstream conformity of the late 40s and 50s. Where we are now, I won't even begin to conjure. But thanks for listening to The Beat Generation today on Broadway to Main Street. I just want to remind you that we have a lot of great December programming, holiday programming coming up, and we are supported by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Trust, and we just won the ASCAP Foundation Award for Best Radio Program Internet Show in America. How about that? Well, Stephen Sondheim grew up during this period, and there's no doubt that he would be influenced by it, a master of the pastiche genre himself. So this is a song from Assassins, sort of moves into the mid-1970s, and was just on television, I gather, the other week, sung by Ben Platt as part of the show called The Politician. So the 70s, what can I say? Quote our friends Sonny and Cher, and the beat goes on. So let's finish with a really beautiful song from the artistry of Stephen Sondheim via Assassins, via Ben Platt.
I am nothing. You are wind and water and sky. Jody, tell me, Jody, how I can earn your love. I would swim oceans, I would move mountains, I would do anything for you. What do you want me to do? I am unworthy of your love.
Jody, Jody, let me prove worthy of your love. Tell me how I can earn your love, set me free. How can I turn your love to me?
Body for your love. Let me feel fire, let me drink poison. Tell me to tear my heart in two, if that's what you want me to do. I am unworthy of your love, Charlie darling. I have done nothing for your
I would come take you from your life.
I would come take you from yourself.
You would be queen to me, not wife.
I would crawl belly deep through hell.
Baby, I'd die for you.
Baby, I'd die for you.
Even though I will always know. I am unworthy of your love, Jody darling.
Worthy of your love,
I'll find a way to earn your love. Wait and see, then you will turn your love to me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.